This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Mesa County healthcare facilities are adding precautions following recent measles cases. Elaine Taylor is director at the Good Samaritan, a free health clinic in Grand Junction that treats vulnerable community members. She says it's vital for them to avoid an outbreak among their patients.
We are pre-screening everyone prior to them walking into the clinic to be sure that they haven't been exposed, that they've been vaccinated, that they don't have symptoms.
Mesa County Public Health identified 2 adult cases of measles and several exposure sites in the community. A federal judge has ordered the U.S. Department of Agriculture to scale back pesticide use across the West. For decades, the agency has sprayed millions of acres to kill grasshoppers that compete with cattle for forage. Now it must prioritize non-chemical methods and be more open with the public about when and where it sprays. Sharon Salvazio is with the Xerces Society, one of the groups behind the lawsuit.
What we're starting to see is a biodiversity crisis. And in the West, in Western rangelands, we see it in declining grassland birds. We see it in declining bumblebee species.
She says the changes will help protect bees, butterflies, and wildlife that eat insects like the greater sage grouse. And COVID-19 continues to show up in Colorado. There are 74 people hospitalized with the virus. That's a drop from around 100 last week, but still the highest level since February. The rate of positive tests is nearly 13%. Most utilities that track it report increasing trends in wastewater data. This is CPR News.